When the sun rises on January 1st, 2035, 100% of the new cars and light trucks sold in California will be zero-emission vehicles, including plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. In fact, by 2035, it's estimated that 12.5 million electric cars will already be on freeways and roads throughout the state. However, have you thought of this? With little to no fuel being purchased, the gas tax paid to Caltrans to build and maintain our roads, including landscaping, will be halted. With that in mind, Caltrans is studying a new possible revenue source called road charge.
That's absolutely right. You know, it's going to happen at some point, so we're trying to plan ahead.
That's Lauren Prohoda, Caltrans Program Director for Road Charge.
Yeah. So we're trying to come up with a kind of replacement way to collect the funding, and that's what we're calling a road charge, which is really, you know, a per mile fee instead of the per gallon fee that we pay now. So it's still in the research phase. So we're trying to get a bunch of folks to test it out, really focusing on rural communities and tribal communities, because we want to see how it works in their day to day and what unique issues might come up based on, you know, the way they live. So we're really focusing on engaging those communities and recruiting them for this pilot.
So Caltrans is looking for 500 volunteers who will participate in a 7-month simulated road charge system, which charges drivers based on the number of miles they travel rather than the amount of gas they use to support the state's critical transportation infrastructure. There's no cost to participate, and upon completion, volunteers will be eligible to receive an incentive of up to $250. So, Lauren, how do volunteers sign up?
I mean, all you have to do is sign up. We'll send you a little plug-in device that goes into the OBD2 port of your vehicle. You'll drive around for 6 or 7 months, look at some simulated invoices, and take a couple of surveys. So that's it.
So, Lauren, when does Caltrans expect to roll out this? It will be right when the electric cars are starting to populate the freeways?
Well, that's a good question. So, you know, we need to get through our research that we need to do, which we hope to do towards the end of 2024. And then, of course, there will need to be a debate in the legislature because it would be a change to the tax system. But should that go through, you know, I expect that there'll be kind of a phased rollout of different types of vehicles. We have 34 million registered passenger vehicles in California, so I doubt we'd switch them all overnight because that would be a lot. We'd probably have a phased implementation plan over a couple of years.
So, Lauren, this is like a trial run to see how Caltrans can generate tax money when there's no gas being purchased.
So, you know, we really want to look at a tax system that can support our transportation system into the future. So this is not just state highways, it's also local roads, county roads that are funded by the gas tax, some transit, just really our entire transportation system. And we want to make sure that our tax structure is fair as well, that everyone's contributing to the roads that they use. Right now, electric vehicles are not paying their fair share to use the roads.
So anyone that drives on a road will pay the fair tax.
Exactly. It's really a usage-based fee, kind of like you think about a utility fee for how much gas or water you use. It's the same kind of principle.
So, Lauren, are you getting any early pushback from any car fleets or truckers or anyone else?
Well, naturally, there's still a lot of education to do about this potential concept. It's a new idea. There's a lot of people who still haven't heard about it. And any new idea takes a minute to adjust your thinking to, right? And various people have questions that immediately come up. And again, one of the first questions that we usually get is, what is the impact to rural drivers? Because people realize rural drivers have to drive more. So it's really a community of concern, which is why we're really focusing this pilot on those communities to answer those questions.
Well, Lauren, if this eventually gets approved, how will Caltrans determine how far a particular car will be driven in any given month?
So we envision a system that would have a bunch of different options that people could choose from, some ranging very low tech, some to high tech, depending on really what your preference is. So a low tech option would be something like a third party odometer read. Think about something kind of like a smog check scenario where you go in and have someone check your odometer and report it for you. There's no tracking involved, no technology involved. It's just very simple and straightforward. On the other end, though, you know, we have vehicles coming off the line these days with in-vehicle telematics that are reporting tons of data just automatically and very efficiently. And some people really prefer that efficiency. They want to include the location tracking options because they like that and they gain from that, and that's their choice. So we want to make sure we have a system that has lots of different options so people can choose what works best for them.
So, Lauren, will any cars or trucks be exempt from road charge?
So we do expect that we would have a road charge for commercial vehicles as well. And when it comes to interstate travel, we are working with other states to flesh out the concept of a national clearinghouse that is actually built off of the system that trucking uses today to sort out the gas taxes as they drive state to state. So that's in process, and that would really help sort out the different miles driven in different states, both for passenger vehicles and for trucks.
Of course, if approved, the road charge will replace the state gas tax. And there are broad questions on how a vehicle in a rural area on a private road would not be charged for miles traveled on that private road. There are other questions regarding farm equipment, which stays on private roads. How would farmers pay any gas tax or road charge? All big questions. So, Lauren, is this another first for California? Are other states already proposing this?
No, actually, many, many states across the country are looking at this. There are three states that already have active programs. That's Oregon, Utah, and Virginia. A number of states like California have done pilots, and many more are studying it and watching the other states. In addition, last year's federal transportation bill that Congress passed includes a national road charge pilot, which should be rolling out this year.
So, Lauren, if anybody wants to know about this possible road charge program, anything, and if they have questions, where should they go?
I would just note that if folks are curious about what this means for them, if you go to our website, which is caroadcharge.com, we actually have a calculator there where you can put in your own vehicle and the number of miles that you drive, and you can get estimates of what you pay in state gas taxes and what you might pay under a road charge. So it really helps people understand what this might mean for them and how much they pay in taxes.
So, Lauren, when they go there, what would they see in terms of taxes? Would they be paying about the same for road charge versus their state gas taxes?
So we're aiming for a system that brings in about the same amount of money overall. So we're not trying to do a tax increase necessarily, though ultimately that will be settled by the legislature. But it really depends on the vehicle that you drive. So right now, under the gas tax, because we're having this increasing range of fuel efficiency in our vehicles, people are actually paying really different amounts to drive the same number of miles. If you have an old car that's not fuel efficient, or if you have a larger vehicle, just because of your way of life, like many in the ag community do, you're probably paying more in gas taxes right now than your urban counterparts. So switching to a road charge potentially could save money for some of those. Now, if you're driving a very fuel-efficient vehicle, say like a Tesla, you are going to end up paying more because you're not paying right now. So bringing that fairness into the system means that we have to even it out a little bit. So it depends on your vehicle what you'll see in those numbers.
Again, that's Lauren Prihoda, Caltrans Program Director for Road Charge. And remember, big studies and many questions will have to be answered before this potential road charge will be rolled out. And be sure to check out the link and the notes on this podcast if you want to volunteer on the California Road Charge Public-Private Roads Project.